Mariner Books and Harper Audio present The Best American Short Stories 2020, selected from U.S. and Canadian magazines, by Curtis Sittenfeld with Heidi Pittler, with an introduction by Curtis Sittenfeld. Performed by Curtis Sittenfeld, Sunila Nankani, Peter Ganim, Robert Petkoff, Kevin T. Collins, Brittany Presley, Therese Plummer, Robin Miles, Gabra Zachman, Emily Wu Zeller, Tracy Lee, Priya Iyer, Rebecca Lohman, Ileana Kadushin, Suzanne Torin, Cindy Kay, Ramon de Ocampo, Michael Crouch, Robert Fass, Gary Bennett, and William Demerit.
Foreword. Written by Heidi Pittler. Read by Gabra Zachman. For better or worse, we read fiction in the context of our ongoing lives. It is difficult to write about this moment, even this moment in the American short story, without mentioning the altered and frankly scary state of the world right now. Inevitably, much of the world will define 2020 as the year of the coronavirus pandemic. Most of us have been ordered to stay at home for an undefined amount of time to help flatten the curve or slow the spread of the virus. The global count of those infected is approaching 1 million and is sure to multiply again and again by the time this book is printed. There are infinite horrors unfolding across the world right now, but there are glimmers of light, too. The planet is getting a much-needed break from carbon emissions. Unimaginable acts of courage and generosity occur hourly now, especially on the part of doctors and nurses. In her essay, The World's on Fire, Can We Still Talk About Books?, published in Electric Literature at the end of 2018, Rebecca Mackay makes a case for fostering creativity during the most difficult times. She writes, "Art is a radical act. Joy is a radical act. This is how we keep fighting. This is how we survive." If nothing else, this has been a time to write. That is, if you are able to summon the focus. It's a time to read and try new authors and new genres. Musicians, everyone from Yo-Yo Ma to Wilco to Bruce Springsteen to even the Met Opera, have posted free and live performances online. The Guggenheim and Smithsonian Museums are offering virtual tours. Many independent bookstores, the soul of the publishing industry, are providing tailored recommendations for readers, shipping books, and offering virtual events. I offer a plug for the short story form.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?